The weather is unseasonably warm in downtown Media, but there's still plenty of holiday cheer.
God bless you. Sure, you tell.
People lounge around benches and tables in a cobblestone walkway near a main road. A few feet away, Caroline Pitcher sits inside a cozy coffee shop, laptop open. Pitcher has been highly sought after this holiday season. She's one of 9 certified healthcare navigators at an area agency tasked with helping people sign up for coverage through the new online federal marketplaces.
You just read over this statement. Brian's the one that has to agree to it.
It says, I understand that because the premium tax credit will be paid on my behalf to reduce the cost of health coverage.
Today, she's meeting with 36-year-old Brian Kennedy and his dad, Dan Kennedy.
Scroll down.
Then you have to type in your name there.
Type in Brian Kennedy.
Dan's son, Brian, who's busy running a sober living residence, turned to him for help finding a plan. He doesn't have major health concerns, but was hoping to find a better option.
Just to lower my rate.
He had an individual plan, which is terribly expensive.
About $500 a month.
It hurts.
Yes, Dad helps. And he took advantage of his extra time in retirement to research plans. Fortunately for his son, Dad's also not your typical consumer. He's the former president of Riddle Hospital in nearby Delaware County.
Well, I was more in tune with what was going on, so Brian and I talked, and we decided it was an appropriate venture to look at what the options were.
But like thousands of other consumers, he also faced problems trying to sign up his son for coverage on his own.
I was so frustrated. I got dropped off the system so many times, it's difficult to get through it.
So he turned to Pitcher's Group, Resources for Human Development, listed on the federal website as one of a handful of area agencies offering free in-person assistance.
Now I'm just going to go back to the enroll page.
Navigators like Pitcher are not affiliated with insurers. While she can help break down plan details and translate insurance concepts that might otherwise be confusing to the average consumer, she cannot recommend plans, differentiating her role from that of a broker. Brian's dad did for him a lot of what a navigator might do for folks without such support.
There's a lot of different plans, but you weigh the deductibles, you weigh the premium, you make the decision that's what's right, what do you want to pay up front, what do you want to pay at the back end through higher deductibles and copays. It's just doing the homework and then knowing exactly what's right.
Consumers like Brian may face a multitude of options to choose from. The average in Pennsylvania is more than 100 plans.
I'm lucky that I have a parent that has a little bit more time in his hands to help me in certain areas.
Pitcher, the navigator, says the plans are broken down into levels that make it easier for consumers to narrow down and compare. The differences being what portion of care a person pays out of pocket, the cost of the monthly premium, and how much a person pays entirely before insurance coverage kicks in. That's the deductible. Brian's dad also reviewed with him which doctor networks and drug benefits were covered by each plan.
So it's done now?
Yeah, you're enrolled officially with the marketplace, and the next step is to wait for the invoice.
Okay.
The two went with a silver-tiered plan, costing about $150 a month after subsidies, and with a $750 deductible. The plan is about $4,000 less annually compared to Brian's current plan. He turns to his dad.
Thanks for your help.
Dad turns to Pitcher.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for navigating it, as I see where the name comes from.
Pitcher tells them they'll have until January 10th to pay the first premium, though coverage kicks in January 1st. She gives them the customer service number for the insurer they've selected. The process took about an hour.
Thanks a lot. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Outside, George Leverage rings his Salvation Army bell. He tells me he needs health coverage, and he tried the federal website. It stumped him.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna give up on the health care if I don't really know no real information.
Are you familiar with, like, the public assisters that help people?
Is there? No, I never heard it. For real?
Yeah, I just met with someone in the coffee shop who was signing people up.
And you ain't come get me? For real?
Wow.
Leverage says he'll try to contact a navigator. He may be too late to join Brian Kennedy in the pool of people gaining new coverage on New Year's Day, but he'll still have plenty of chances to sign up by the final deadline of March 31st. Pitcher, the navigator, says she'd be happy to help him. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.